You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Bongani Bingwa
on 702.
Your number one news and talk station
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
It is 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Of course, at this time, we always have our right of reply feature. And that's our discussion this afternoon. Wits racism. Wits Med School is racist, so screamed a poster on Monday as medical student white coats from Wits University took their class photo outside the Great Hall steps. The institution, of course, has been embroiled in allegations of racism by a number of students who say that they are treated differently based on the color of their skin. A group of 30 have alleged that they were not afforded the same treatment as a white student whom they say was allowed an exam review after failing an exam and they were not. Wits, of course, has denied this flatly, saying every student gets the same treatment regardless of skin color. There was also the case of Dr. Rainey Dube, quoted in the Mail and Guardian today, who is a clinical lecturer at Wits Medical School, who says she was harassed and verbally abused by a white student, and she says she was dissatisfied with how the matter was handled. Amongst other things, she says that the student was dealt with by the university without her involvement, and she was told, she alleges, according to the Mail and Guardian, that she was told that that student couldn't possibly be racist because the student in question was of Jewish descent. And as far as that was concerned, as far as the management was concerned, that's where the matter ended. So a number of these incidents from various faculties have popped up, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. We've now got final year medical student on the line, Mtwakazi Bula. Mtwakazi, good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Bongani. Thank you for having me on your show and giving the students a voice.
What experiences have you had at Wits Medical School?
My experiences at Wits Medical School can be summarized as traumatic, to say the least. So I've been here for 6 years, since first year, and firstly, throughout that time, I've seen an unprecedented number of black students failed very suspiciously, and I say suspiciously because, for instance, if you look at the racial demographics of our class this year, the final year class, the numbers of black African students versus those of white students are more or less 50-50. But if you look at the numbers of students that are failing, that have failed anything, firstly, in any block this year, the numbers of white students are about 5 to 6 in total. And if you look at the number of black students, it's more than 50.
But why do you suppose the black students are failing because of racism? Because I'm assuming that's where you're going.
Okay, let me substantiate for you. So if you look at that, and then secondly, look at the lack of transparency that the medical school is currently not offering black students at the moment. For instance, in one particular block, the integrated primary care block, there are about 27 black students that have been failed, and there was initially about 2 white students that had been failed. With that incident, none of these black students were allowed an opportunity to actually go through their scripts and view their scripts with the head of this unit. And the white students, the 2 white students involved were allowed that opportunity. And their decision, their initially failed decision had been reversed in retrospect. So both of these white students, as it stands, have currently not failed this block anymore after being granted an opportunity to be able to go through their scripts with the lecturer, and none of the black students that we've engaged with have been allowed that opportunity for one.
Why not?
Why not?
What has the university told you?
Firstly, so there are a number of reasons that have been stated. The head of the unit for us, in my case, for instance, had referred me to Dr. Rainey Dube to go through my script with Dr. Rainey Dube. Rainey Dube then referred back, as she was currently on leave at that time dealing with what had happened to her as she was assaulted by this white student. And then he said he would give us an opportunity to do that and never got to it. Another student said he didn't have time to do it with them. So a lot of suspicious reasons that they stayed. But
Have you been told this, Mtwakazi, in writing?
No, it's been in multiple engagements with the faculty itself. And beyond this, if we look at the subjective nature of assessments at medical school itself, so students write clinical exams. So that is where a student comes in and simulates seeing a patient. So the script, you know, when a script is a black student's script to begin with. And on top of that, there are racist attitudes in this faculty. For instance, I've had an incident last year where I've had a white professor who asked me, after hearing my name, asked me to click for the class, basically as entertainment, you know, to marvel at me, if you will, as a black woman, you know, speaking her language, a very alienating experience. Further than that, there was an incident last year that I was also involved in where a white male was aggressed a black female earlier on that day. I then reported this incident to the department, and the department's response was very dismissive, firstly saying that we should try to have tea and resolve this with this white student. This white student later on attacked me and another black woman, and on inquiring with the faculty said they didn't think this matter required any further investigation. And as if you think about Dr. Rene Dubé's story, and as there have been other stories as well that students can tell you, it's the same pervasive nature where white racist students are allowed to get away with this kind of behavior, and these are kind of graduates that this is graduating. And on top of that, where there's a large number of black students that are failing, there's a lack of transparency, and beyond that, faculty has been very dismissive towards this matter.
So what would you like to see happen at this stage, Mtogazi?
So at this stage, firstly, we would like the university to start being open to engagement, because the responses this far have been very dismissive, as I've stated before, and disheartening, because there are a lot of stories. Like I'm saying, I'm just giving you a brief synopsis. There's alumni that have spoken out about their stories, racist encounters with staff members in this department, scripts being changed, etc. So there's alumni, there are a lot of people who have stories to tell, but the university is currently not even willing to look at the matter currently. They speak about a commission that was done, but this commission, you will be aware, for instance, it was chaired by a person who is in the Wits faculty himself. The Assistant Dean of Teaching and Learning was the chair of this committee, so in actuality wasn't even independent. And if you look at the committee itself, the findings of the report from this committee, under the transformation section, it does say that the majority of students do perceive the faculty as racist.
One quick question, Mtogazi. The university will say, of course, that you've suggested that you are being failed because you're black, but you haven't presented any evidence to support your assertion. I mean, even in this interview, you're saying you don't have anything in writing that has said to you that your scripts, for example, can't be reviewed. What do you say to that?
Actually, it's not true that I don't have anything in writing. There are emails, firstly.
What do those emails say?
Where we've communicated with faculty, for instance, I say in my case, where I've communicated with the head of the unit, and like I'm saying, the communication I tried to describe to you earlier, where he then referred me to Dr. Rene Dubé. Dr. Rene Dubé referred me back to him, saying that she can't go through the script with us as she was on leave, and this was never done. And we had then tried to communicate further, and he also, in a meeting with me and in another phone call, blatantly refused to allow us to see the rubric on which our marks were written. He said he could only read out the marks. He couldn't show us on a script or on a laptop, etc. He blatantly refused.
All right, I'm Twaga Zibula, a final year medical student at Wits Medical School. She and a number of other students are alleging racism at the school. And this, of course, affects a number of faculties. We also know there have been issues or concerns raised in the engineering faculty. And in a moment, we will be speaking to Professor Adam Habib, who didn't listen in on that conversation, but is willing to have an engagement with us in any case. We'll be talking to him for his right of reply in just a moment.
702. Bongani Bingwa.
Wrapping up your day.
So a Wits University class photo was interrupted by students protesting what they are alleging are racist incidents at the medical school. We've also seen pictures on social media for current and former students who have been sharing experiences of what they are calling racial discrimination at the school. And the hashtag Wits Medical School is racist has been making the rounds. Joining us now on the line is Wits University Vice Chancellor Professor Adam Habib. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
So we've had a number of allegations made by students, and including, of course, the lecturer, Dr. Rainey Dube, where they say that the medical school in particular has been dismissive of a number of complaints. What's your response to them?
So here's the thing. At a strategic level, the university recognizes that there may be individual acts of racism. When those are identified and brought to us, we will address it. Secondly, we have a transformation plan that has been underway. We implement it monthly and we monitor it. And on a quarterly basis, we give report backs to the institution. So there's also a strategic level there. That particular incident that you talk about, where the photograph was released, what they were suggesting is a group of black students were suggesting that the assessment process was racist. We had an independent investigation into the assessment processes, not only there, but in other schools at the university. Those independent investigations have shown that they are not racist, that actually there were communication problems around that, some administrative problems, but there was nothing that prejudices black students in any way in our assessment process.
What do you say
and
to
if we were to concede this, Bongani, this is the problem.
Yeah.
If we were to concede it, we would suddenly say we're going to create a new assessment process for black students. We'll compromise our degrees. And if we compromise our degrees, we'll make a mockery.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. The students are saying that white students, for example, have been able to have their exam scripts reviewed, where even if they've had a fail mark, that under review has been changed back to a pass. And they're saying they're not being afforded that opportunity.
So let me explain
when you concede weaknesses in administration and communication, what do you mean?
Okay. So let me explain that incident. They say that white students, so there's a single case of a single white student. And what had happened in this case is this white student hadn't failed. She didn't have a mark reviewed. She actually had a mark that passed. What happened was there was an administrative failure where the recording on the computer system was incorrect compared to the mark that was on the script. That was the problem. And it was a university fault. So we immediately instituted, why was there an administrative failure and how we will take action. Secondly, because it wasn't that student's fault, we allowed her to complete her processes, her clinical training and her academic training so that she can graduate. Now, here's the unfair thing, Bongani. There's a student, an individual, no fault of her own. She's got a mark that said that was a particular mark. There was an administrative error in putting her mark onto the computer system. We're now checking on that. And what people are now accusing her of is receiving favorable treatment and being a racist. Is that fair?
Final question then.
Student who's done nothing wrong.
Final question, Professor Habib. Let's talk about the case of Dr. Rainey Dube, who says she was harassed and screamed at by a student and was excluded from the process that cleared that student. And when she asked for an explanation, she was told the student couldn't possibly have been racist because he was of a Jewish background.
Now, that is also not true, guys. You're taking an allegation and you're assuming it to be correct. There was a process that was investigated. There was a full process according to due process required by the labor relations law. It was investigated and the issue was addressed. Here's the point. When somebody makes an allegation, is it not dependent for the media to check what's the real story? Here's the context. I just gave you a story of another woman, a student, who no error through herself. While we corrected an administrative error, and people are aggressively attacking her. Is that fair? You cannot take a simple allegation from somebody and assume it to be true. You have to come, check the full story, and then say, is this a fair assessment to make? That's the thing that I think is unfair. If we simply allow false allegations to be put into the public domain and to be racialized in this way, we will destroy our society.
Sure, but I guess that's the point of this conversation, Professor Habib, is to ask you, this is what this Dr. Rainey Dube has been quoted as saying. She's put this information in the public domain, and I'm asking you, to the best of your knowledge, is it true?
I am telling you it's not true. She was given an access. There was a full investigation into the process. There was, by the way, some altercation between her and students. There was a full process undertaken. And the question is that it is not as she's presenting it. In the earlier story I'm saying to you, there was an innocent student that actually had, through no fault of her own, was now being subjected to criticism. I've corrected that. We can put together, if you come, Bongani, we'll give you the full story about Dr. Dubey so that you can make an assessment whether what we're saying is unfair or not.
All right. Vice Chancellor at Wits University, Professor Adam Habib.